Let's move over to New Hampshire. Marilyn Todd. Marilyn and I have worked together quite a bit. Marilyn Todd, New Hampshire. Marilyn has done some television specials with us. We produced a special, I don't know, it was probably an hour to 90-minute special, wasn't it, Marilyn?
Yeah, it was like an hour and a half.
Hour and a half. Okay. So we've worked with Marilyn quite a bit. So great to finally meet you in person.
You too.
All right, let's get right to it. Let's talk about your voting system. What is this?
So we're going to start off, go big or go home, right?
Yes.
We're going to start off with, this is the Wyndham, New Hampshire audit where Harry Hursty deletes our memory card. We have it on video, and he's still free to live his life right now. And I'm a forensic auditor, so if I were to do this to a POS system, I would immediately go to jail. A POS system is a point of sale system. So without further ado.
All right.
I think you have the clicker.
No, they do it back there.
Okay.
I wish I could do that part, but they'll play it back there. Right, guys? 1 second.
Pause the time.
By the way, you've been such a troublemaker. You've gotten arrested twice, right?
Correct. I got arrested for getting my machine tapes in March, and I pay $10,000 a year for my property taxes, and I got arrested at my city hall that I pay for. So it's really frustrating. And then I got arrested at the...
Okay, here's the video. So that's for him erasing it.
LCD display says reset card to free election. Yes.
So as you will see, it says reset card, yes. Copy memory card, no. So they did not make a copy, and they reset it, deleted it at the audit against the law.
So we got that on video. Finish your story. Why were you arrested?
Oh, I was arrested the second time because there was someone that at the executive council, her name is Therese, she said amen. She was literally arrested for saying the word amen. And I said, I just saw two people being arrested, and I had no clue what they were being arrested for, and I didn't see anything. Everything was so silent, and so I asked why were they being arrested, and then I was arrested while I was holding my four-year-old son in my arms.
It's just horrific. All right, how about this?
So we have Harry Hursty deleting the memory cards. We have 136 town clerks admitting that they sent the machine cards back to LHS. And as you heard from Connecticut, they also have LHS. LHS is it's a monopoly in New England. So there's this one company who is, it's a contractor for Dominion, and he manages all of the elections in New England. So that's 33 electoral college. So we have one person responsible for all of it in New England. Mm. The second one is, I wish you guys could see that slide. So on November 2020, our eligible voter turnout was, according to the Secretary of State's website, around 75%. So then, 10 months later, I got the voting rolls. There was 230,000 people scrubbed off that voting list, which would have made New Hampshire's turnout 95%, 20 points higher than any other state in America. Completely impossible. And this is a new thing that just transpired actually this week.
Yep.
And I wanna give a shout out to my go-getters down there for all their hard work. So we have 15,000 affidavits that were hand-delivered to the Secretary of State of phantom voters. And mind you, there's only 800,000 people in New Hampshire that voted in the largest election ever. So the fact that we already have 15,000 phantom voters is huge. And we're just keep finding more, and we're going to keep finding more, and we're going to keep working it. So.
Now, this is another video, right?
Yes, this is a video. Right. So we went to we wanted three independent auditors, and we were really pushing for Jovan. So we all went, there was 500 people that showed up in this little town of Wyndham. 500 people showed up, and this is what he said to us.
as one Windham resident so astutely stated, who yells the loudest is irrelevant. Who sends the most emails or letters to the selectman and selectwoman is irrelevant. Who shows the most passion is irrelevant. I could not agree more. This is not a participation contest where, if, you know, whoever shows up is picked or awarded a prize. Or likewise, whoever gets the most votes is awarded the pick for our forensic auditor designee. I want to vote for who I think can do the job the best, the fairest, and without bias.
We can stop it there.
Yeah, we can stop it there.
We have to find the money in our budget for this unfunded mandate.
Sorry. So, and he says that we're irrelevant in a few more meetings than that. And then we can go on to the next one. But this is how our Board of Selectmen speaks to us.
As one Windham resident so astutely stated,
no,
who yells...
Next one.
All right, this is the next one here.
As one Windham resident so astutely stated, who...
By a spot, okay?
Oh, this one.
So this guy right here... is stating that we need to find our own RSA. This is who we
this is at our Windham
to
audit
to make sure that we're protected. He's an investigator, and he said that we need to show him the RSAs because he's not sure which one it is. He sees no issues with Hursty already being in our computers. He sees no issues with that. He wants to know what you guys think about the RSA. He wants to know what he doesn't know the rules, so he wants you to do it. He doesn't, never mind that it's unethical. Period. Unethical.
Unethical doesn't mean it's a criminal violation.
Did you guys hear that? Say that one more time.
Unethical does not mean it's a
time.
Criminal violation. Did you guys
time.
All hear that? That's the AG for New Hampshire, the chief
Say
investigator.
It. Unethical doesn't mean it's a criminal violation. You heard it for yourselves. Thank you for saying that on camera. I appreciate that a lot.
So
we can just be unethical. Screw the future generation. Who cares? I'm the most.
Okay, explain what was going on there, because I'm not sure everybody could hear that, understand that.
So that was the Windham, New Hampshire audit, and basically the AG overtook our audit. It was supposed to be independent. The AG overtook it. So.
And who was the guy that you were questioning with the mask?
That was the chief investigator.
And what were you asking him?
And I was saying to him that it was a conflict of interest for Harry Hursty to be in our machines or auditing our machines because Harry's already been in our machines before. So as an auditor myself, that would be like me auditing my own work, which I would again go to jail for. So I was telling the chief investigator that, you know, it's a conflict of interest. And he was like, well, what RSA is that? And that's when I was like, well, either way, it's completely unethical. And he's like, just because it's unethical doesn't mean it's a criminal violation, which to me means that he's admitting that it's unethical. He knows that it's unethical. And he just didn't want to do anything about it.
Tell us about some of your victories.
All right, some of our victories are... So we've done a citizens audit. We've gotten over 2,000 FOIA requests. We have every machine tape in the state of New Hampshire. We have 99 towns that hand count right now. We're trying to get more of that of those towns to go back to hand counting. We actually, this is a huge. Basically, what we did is we got the ballot, like, we put it on the ballot to get rid of the machines, right? And basically, before, it was 90% that wanted to keep the machines in one of the towns and 10% that wanted to get rid of them. So then when, a few months later, that was in November of 2021, so then a few months later, we actually raised it from 10% to 40%. So we were able to raise awareness. So that's, and then we have a documentary. It's going to be called Live Free or Die. We have about 253 of those. You mentioned black box voting. She did all that in New Hampshire. So we have 20 years of corruption, same people, same processes, literally 20 years of evidence. And it's called Live Free or Die, and it will be out shortly.
Excellent. Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you.
Marilyn Todd checking in from the Live Freer, Die State. Thank you, Marilyn.